This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
In this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us and have a great week.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to Another Session of Sanity right here on the Real Site. We'll try that the right way. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm Joe Macedo, your host. Always a pleasure. Hey, guess what I just got? I'm here, you know, I don't shut my email off during the show. I leave it on so that we can, in case one of you decide to send me an email or something, I could grab it and run with it. So I just received an email from the IRS while I'm here on the show. I may have to take up donations. I'm in a lot of trouble, apparently. During an audit they say they made on April 6, 2017, we identified an error in the actual count of refunds due. An error on our computer system. This amount to an adjustment of $528 in order for us to give back the excessive payment. You'll need to fill out the form, send us your bank account information, and how we can only do it electronically. You hearing this? I don't know if they're going to give me back money. So what should I do? What do you think? You think I should? You think maybe I should respond? Well, you know, I'm not going to respond to it. But there are people that would do this because they don't know how to read the email. They don't look like. And the IRS is never going to send you. Just for some of you who aren't really swift, the IRS is not going to send you an email telling you to give them your bank account information. It doesn't work that way. If you notice, even when you go to your tax person. You know, they put it in that one time. And then what happens? You don't get anything else from the IRS, right? I don't even think, even with all their power, they could easily go in and take money from you. I don't think. Although it's never stopped them from doing certain things in the past to people. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855. I just thought it was kind of funny. I mean, it popped up just right when I started the show. You know, Matt Walsh, who's a great writer. I really enjoy his stuff. It's way too long for me because I lose the attention. I'm just kidding. But it is pretty. His stuff is usually pretty long. But I've been working with a lot of men, Christian men, non-Christian men, trying to get them to become men. And I know some of you find that term distasteful, but get over it. Because from a biblical perspective, there is a difference. So if you're a Christian, then you need to take the biblical perspective, not the world perspective, not the 27 different 27 different genders. Like, I think we're up to 71, or those just 71 pronouns. I get confused. They're constantly confusing me. But what I'm saying is you need to step up. And, you know, if you're not a Christian, but you appreciate this and you fall in line with this, then God bless you. Or no God bless you, whatever. But men need to step up, and they need to lead their families. Your families need a leader. They need surety. They need foundation. Now, as a person, as a human, my wife is equal to me. Actually, in a lot of ways, more equal to me. Better than me. But that's where you guys get it wrong about Christianity. A fella in his innocence and what he'd been taught a few weeks back said that, you know, Christians get to beat their wives. I'm going, where the heck have you heard that? Because that's just not true. You know, but as far as the church goes, as far as Christ is concerned, we are all equal, but there is a hierarchy, right? There is an org chart for the house. There's an org chart in Christianity. Christ is the head of everybody, everywhere, everything. That in a marriage scenario, husband, wife, children. That doesn't mean it's a dictatorship, because it ain't a dictatorship in my house. And it's not the way the word calls it out. So Matt Walsh goes on to say he's writing about the Day Without a Woman protest. He said he hit on a particular theme that sparked a fair amount of blowback, even from self-professed longtime readers. He said that husbands of the left-wing feminist women who decided to abandon their profession and family duties for the day in order to make some vaguely defined political statement, which I agree with him. Nobody, even the people marching, in most cases, didn't know what they were marching for, didn't know what rights had been taken away from women. He goes on to say they need to show some leadership in their households, rather than just cooperating with the wife's decision to put her feminism ahead of her family. And a man should offer some guidance, I would say simply conversation. And he said he used the phrases, be a man and put your foot down. And those sent Christian women into orbit and even Christian men into orbit. And I agree with him when he said, now if I had said to the woman, put your foot down, there would have been no blowback. Even husbands wouldn't have pushed back. But look what's happened. We can't even have a conversation like that. And we can't even if you go to the Bible and you show in the Bible where it says this is the way you're supposed to operate, they want to come back to today's worldly ways. People, we've gotten so far away from what biblical manhood, biblical womanhood, whatever you want to call it, biblical families are, and it's wrong. We need to get back to our foundation. We need to get back to our roots, just like we do in America. You need to get out, you need to get involved, you need to find out what's going on in your community, big time, and make sure the people around you are informed as to what's happening, not even both parties, but just what's going on in the community around you. Seriously, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Look, always a pleasure to have you with me. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, and other community members about the show. Head up to the website, realside.com. Lots going on up there. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book, give me some money, buy my shirts. We have coffee mugs. I could go on and on and on, but I'm not. Go warm up your coffee. Come on back. Dale Bellis is going to join us from Liberty HealthShare and teach you a new way of taking care of yourself. I'm telling you, you're going to get healthy and you're going to feel better. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018.
My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Swingers, pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, we're coming into, I hope you guys had a great Christmas. I know I did. We're coming into the new year. You need to kind of do a little reset coming into the new year. That doesn't mean you wipe everything to zero and start all over. But as you know, when it comes to your health, when it comes to your, you know, your money and other things in life, just sit back. Instead of gearing up for, you know, the what my dad used to call amateur's night, you need to sit back and think about how what are you going to do coming into 2018 politically, physically, financially, and so on. And so, you know, I don't have a clue. That's why I bring on people that have a clue. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, joins me as he does every week to talk about what's going on in the markets, what's going on in the finance world and across the globe. David, thanks for being with me today.
Absolutely, Joe. As always, my pleasure being on your show.
Yeah, I, you know, I have a lot of fun when you're on because, again, I get so much information out of this, and I do appreciate it. You know, the only thing that's gone up for me since Christmas is my waistline. You know what I'm saying, David? I mean, seriously. It's one of those things I...
That's all the lasagna you know how to make. You have to taste it every so often, I think.
About every 6 minutes while you're cooking it. Yeah, I agree with you there. And then the desserts, you know, just, my God, the desserts are just so great. But, you know, it's one of those times where you just sit back. You're stuck on the couch anyhow. You can't get up. And you need to start thinking about what's going on around you, what's going on in the, again, in the finance world and all that. And people, the buzz around the Christmas table was the tax bill that was passed last week. And right after that, it was a debt ceiling issue. So Congress, again, as they love to do, they kick the can down the road, the stopgap spending bill. I mean, they really have to sit down. Don't you think it'd be a good idea if they let's talk about the budget first. Shouldn't they sit down and actually do a budget, a real budget?
Well, the system is really not working and hasn't been for decades. The 12 appropriations bills that should be passed in April before the December-April is what I'm referring to. 2017 appropriations bill should have been passed in April, all 12 of them. That didn't happen, obviously, and it didn't happen by September. So we're dealing with a country that just does not function. They create their own rules, and then they break them. And so that's part of the problem. There's no accountability. They don't operate like a business like you and I would. And so it's riddled with problems. And I know Trump, God bless him, he's trying to clean up the swamp, and this is just one thing after another. So but the biggest problem, I think, Joe, is that they're only dealing with about budgeting 28% of the money, the revenue that comes in, because the majority of the revenue, 72%, some say it's as low as 68%, two-thirds of the money coming in as the budget they have no control over. It's because it's all allocated towards Social Security, pensions, all the hard numbers that we've made financial obligations, the unfunded liabilities. So
David, before you move past that, though, a lot of people don't realize that a major portion of the budget that they vote on, they're really not voting on, because it's set in stone as to what that money goes to and the percentage of, correct?
Let's put it in simple terms. For every dollar you send in as a tax dollar to the IRS, which goes to the Treasury, that dollar, the government only votes on 28 cents of that.
Wow.
Maybe 30 at the most. The other 70 cents is already spent. It's going towards government employees' pensions, Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, and most of those things I just mentioned, at least Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security, are all underfunded.
Wow.
We're talking trillions of dollars underfunded. So the 30 cents that's left over, and it didn't used to be 30 cents, it used to, the environment I'm referring to used to be flipped right side up. Now we're upside down. In other words, most of the budget, greater than 70% decades ago, they were voting on the big piece of the dollar, 70 cents, and only 30 cents was towards the liabilities, like I mentioned before, Social Security, et cetera, Medicare, Medicaid. But those are growing, and we have a retiring population that is going to be retiring, the late baby boomers, and so we're going to end up in a crisis coming up here. That could be one of the crises, because clearly there's not enough money in those unfunded liabilities, those accounts, because we borrowed from them. In fact, the Treasury is borrowing from it right now. That's part of the debt ceiling issues, that we're borrowing from these other entities within the government, that the Treasury, Steve Mnuchin, has legal authority to do this. So this tells us, you know, we're not really doing very good at managing our money. And I don't want to throw, this is Christmas season, this is New Year's. I don't want to throw a rain on the parade. This is something I'm going to be talking a lot more about in the New Year. In fact, I'm writing a white paper on all this because it is, most people do not understand really the shape our country is in. We are financially bankrupt. We just have never filed the papers yet.
I love when you do that. But let me ask you a question, though. Majority of Americans, let's be honest about this, live the same way the government does, right? I mean, we've seen the numbers where people don't have, I mean, they're living week to week, right?
Hey, if I went and jumped off the cliff,
oh,
and I said, it's okay, let's, everyone else did it, why not me?
Yes, Daddy.
Not holding water. I mean, that, my dad told me that a long time ago. We've heard all that story. Well, they were doing it. Well, if they were jumping off the cliff, would you do the same? Of course
not.
No,
but I think what's happened is that people have gotten numb to the fact that, well, you know, I'm always in debt. And my credit cards are always over, and I'm always spending more money than I have. So, yeah, I guess the government would do that, too. I'm not saying it's the right thing to do, but I'm almost of the mindset that they kind of figured this is just the way it is because this is how everybody lives.
It is that way, and we've been able to maneuver through it, but there's what caused 2008? Okay,
yeah.
We had a day of reckoning that changed the course of just about every life in America, financially speaking.
I always say that the mortgage market was an 80-30 market. It was, you get to borrow 110% of what your house was worth.
Yeah, so think about what happens when you have bad behavior and you have criteria that are been set in stone for years for safety measures, financial safety measures, and you keep on breaking them, the day of reckoning does come.
Yep.
So, and we're going to have, unfortunately, a day of reckoning that's going to be horrendous, much bigger than 2008. Well, am I saying it's next week or next month? No. And it probably won't be next year. But it might be. But it's going to happen in the next 1 to 3 years. I'm making my prediction now. And I'm going to stick to that because this is where we're headed on a fast track because of lowering the taxes, which is a great deal. I love having my taxes being lowered, and I don't know really if I was one of them that got lowered or not. Mm-hmm. That was still yet to be determined.
We're going to pay the price. You got to hit that break so I can actually pay the bills around here. Unless I get a bigger tax break. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. David Fisher joins us. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Border battle. President Trump and Democrats still at odds over the border wall as the partial government shutdown rolls on. The president refusing to cave on his campaign promise to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border with the goal of keeping illegal aliens out of the country. Now, this comes as an illegal immigrant accused of shooting and killing a police officer in California during a traffic stop. Randy Richardson, the police chief in Newman, California, calling this officer an American patriot. On Wall Street, the Dow up 260 points, the Nasdaq up 25, the S&P 500 up 21. And the latest unemployment numbers, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes from Washington, D.C.
The Labor Department reporting that 210,000 Americans filed initial claims for jobless benefits last week, 2,000 fewer than the previous week.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. My heart goes out to those people on the East Coast. There are pictures up. You know, some of you who watch the show see that there's a TV off to my left shoulder. And I'm looking at fountains that are frozen in New York and Boston and places like that. But I'd say come to California, but, man, just stay away. Seriously, I'm not kidding you. Weather's great. Taxes, not so much. David Fisher joins us, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always a pleasure when he comes on with us. And, David, A, thanks for being with us. And, B, the tax bill, I mean, people are running out to prepay their property taxes, which I think is hilarious because the IRS said, wait a minute, stop, don't do that, because you can't write them off that way. But California and New York are going to be hit the hardest, aren't they?
You're exactly right. Unless the IRS issued, unless your state issued your tax notice this year for next year, then you can go out and pay them legally. But prepaying it does not get you on the out of getting the full deduction according to the IRS, and they're the ones that you really can't fight. Right. That's City Hall all the way. We're going to see some misunderstanding. That's all normal. I think that just pretty goes with the territory. When you get into, the biggest tax break cut we've had in 30 years, there's going to be some misinterpretations or misunderstandings or totally things that are done wrong, and a lot of things are going to be done right. So that's just part, goes with the territory of the big change we have. I think all in all is a good change, but I think, and I commented on this before, it's going to create 1.5 revenue for our government, which is going to add to the national debt. And, so get ready for deficits going up. And that's just going to happen. That goes with the equation. So, but I think we're still living in uncertain times, even though we have a stock market that's booming. I think we still live in vicarious environment that we're really not taking care of what we should be as a country. And maybe I will agree with you even more as individuals looking at their own debt structure.
Well, I think you're right. I think it's an emotional, an emotional economy, if you would. You know, people are hoping and believing that things are going to change. But as you say, we're in such a deficit. We're a deficit spending to the point where it's going to take some pain to bring it back, is it not?
Well, yeah. I mean, Paul Ryan said, Senator Rand Paul, Kentucky, fierce advocate of lowering federal spending. He's accused his fellow Republicans recently on reneging on cutting spending. and forced what you call a separate vote on the floor in the Senate on the waiver. And he said this, quote, "We have a spending problem on the floor of the Senate here, and I'm urging all colleagues to vote it down. We have rules to keep and spending in check, and we disobey our own rules." Well, what happened is that that waiver was passed 91-8, averting the mandatory cuts. So we're full speed ahead spending. We talk about it when it's fashionable, but we don't implement it and stick to our own rules. The day, so here, you know, here's what I've said before, like with the Fed raising rates, the market will force the Fed to raise rates. That's what's exactly what had happened here this last year. The market has forced the Feds to raise rates. The market is going to force the Fed to raise rates next year. The environment is going to be the same for our government. The environment is going to force our government to deal with our debt, unfortunately, before our government wants to deal with it. So what I mean by that is, well, when there's a sell-off of the dollar that's large enough, it's going to get the attention of the Treasury and the government, and they're actually going to hopefully implement some sort of a spending reduction plan. But up until that point, up until we have the crisis that says, take care of this, we're not going to take care of it. Evidenced by, you know, this debt ceiling that we had. They just kicked the can down the road again, Joe, until January 19th. They kicked the can down the road four times this year in passing short-term spending bills or debt ceiling, stopgaps spending to allow the government averting a partial shutdown or a full shutdown. It happened in January. It happened in September. We did it in early December, December 9th, for a two-week extension. The 22nd, they just did it again till January 19th. Somewhere in March, we're going to run out of money, though, according to the Treasury. And because at that point, we're going to hit the $20.5 trillion limit, and they won't be able to borrow from the other areas that they borrow from called extraordinary measures. And when that happens, we're going to have some problems because they either got to raise the debt ceiling, which says we're spending more and we're not following our own guidelines of creating a limit of spending, or they're going to default. So I think in January 19th, or thereabouts sooner, they're going to kick the can down the road for a couple more months. They just keep putting this thing off.
Now, you know, I'm swallowing hard here because I'm looking at this and I'm going, well, how does this affect the tax bill, the tax crisis, and that's what it is. I mean, when you think about where we're going with this, I've had arguments with my Dem friends who all of a sudden want to call me out, and I know what you're going to say, so don't say it, but they're calling me out on, so you're okay with a $1.4 trillion, you know, adding that to the deficit. I said, well, a friend of mine tells me it's going to be higher than that, but why do you care all of a sudden? All of a sudden you care about a deficit? I mean, you doubled it in 8 years, for God's sakes. But what's this going to do to precious metals? What will all this uncertainty with the economy do to precious metals?
Well, just look, in the last week and a half, precious metals has gone up substantially, all because the cards have now been laid on the table, and the pattern is now in place. Historically, when debt goes up, gold goes up too. When it becomes unmanageable, and we're in that unmanageable level, we have been in an unmanageable financial environment for our country prior to year 2000. So it's been not just this president or the previous president or the previous one. It's been about four or five of them strung all together where they just keep kicking the can down the road, keep piling this thing on. And, you know, and people say, but this time it'll be different. You know, I hear all that in reference to the market. I hear that in reference to the debt. This time it will be different. It's going to be horrendous this time, because this time we have the only thing that stopped this horrendous problem from happening sooner. We had central banks create money out of thin air called quantitative easing to stimulate the economic markets. That's all they did, but they didn't take care of any debt. They thought it would, but it didn't do that. So now we create this massive bubble, and this is going to be a problem, and this is when it unravels. Gold and silver will make huge moves. Now, I'm not looking for get-rich-quick moves like the Bitcoin thing or anything like that. This is just going to make some big moves, because this is the hedge against all that uncertainty. So It's like having insurance. You have insurance on your house, homeowner's insurance, car insurance, health insurance. Get some financial insurance because your nest egg is probably the biggest resource that you're going to need later on in life.
You know, the people, and this is why I always open up with you, and when I talk about you and your company, I always say, look, David speaks plain, simple English. He, you know, kind of ties it together so the average Joe, and I hate that term, but the average Joe, you know, working 9 to 5 can understand it and decide what to do or how to do with his money. And I think it's the same thing here. You know, again, this is in my terms, Joe Messina's terms, this is like an emotional market right now. What's going on is kind of emotions. People went nuts during Christmas. I heard about all the great spending, but credit card debt is up again. So that doesn't give me a warm fuzzy. I've done that myself. I know it's not the right thing to do, but you get to the point where you feel like you have to spend something because you want to feel like you're moving forward. This is going to hit us like a ton of bricks at some point in time, as you keep saying.
It will. You know, and just put it into perspective, the S&P 500 is up 18% this year, and for the last 9 months, it's to run the longest streak in history since 1983. The Dow is on the track to log the largest monthly gains in streak of history for the last 59 years. So, I mean, it's great that the markets are doing this. And I love the market.
Yep.
I'm not anti-market. I'm not anti-economic environment.
I know you're not.
But you just got to protect yourself because when this thing does change, gold went up 72% while stocks fell 40%. That is the hedge against this. And it makes sense to have a portion to 7, a portion to 8. There's a scriptural reference to this because you do not know what tragedy may befall you. So I don't know when it's coming. I don't know what depth it will be. But when you keep ignoring the problem gets bigger. And so when we get faced with it, that's when you want to make sure you have enough money ahead of time in precious metals to diversify.
Well, if you had said to me you knew the exact date and time, I would have to stop interviewing you because nobody knows the exact date and time. I've had these guys for 8 years telling me how the market was going to crash, the world was going to stop spinning, and all this other stuff. And if I was a vengeful man, I'd be calling them going, okay, here, let me play the clip from 7 years ago as to what you said was going to happen. I'm still waiting, you know what I'm saying? But I don't do that. Hey, when we come back, I want to talk about a couple of things. One of them is, Bitcoin. I want to talk about the year-end discounts on precious metals and what have you. And so to get people to understand, they still got a couple of days to make some moves and make some things happen. So we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee, David. We'll be back in a minute.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Welcome back.
This is just a fact.
The real side.
Well, fat or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. It doesn't get more... doesn't get more Mom, Apple Pie, America, and Charlie Daniels. What can I tell you? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. As I always like to say, he brings things to a plain and simple English understanding, which is what we need. I mean, when it comes to finance, this is what we need. One of these days, I'm sure, he's going to be able to explain all this Bitcoin stuff to us. You know, after Thanksgiving, the things seem to skyrocket. I have my own mindset as to why that happened. I think people were sitting around the Thanksgiving table talking about how great this next coin that doesn't exist was going to be. And then it seemed to kind of dump for a while there, and now it's kind of flatlined. David, can you explain this to me? Because this is like buying vapor value or something. I don't know.
Well, first of all, I said we started talking about Bitcoin about a month ago in your program.
Yeah.
And I said a month ago when it was under $10,000, be careful. It's parabolic. It's a highly, very risky, speculative market. If you're going to do this, I said use money that you can lose, because when it becomes parabolic like this,
right?
Yeah, it might go up more, but when it's going to take the hit, it's going to take the hit big time. So we've had a couple hits. So I guess I don't want to say what I said happened, and I can't control the markets, but it was showing signs of the obvious to people who study markets. Part of the reason that happened, Joe, is one, it became highly traded and went up so fast, so quickly, like I said. And number two, and I think this is the bigger reason why it's kind of simmered down and corrected, is the Chicago Mercantile Exchange and the Chicago Board of Options Exchange, both within a week of each other, now allowed to put contracts on Bitcoin to be able to short the market. So when big money can go in and short a market to control the buying of a market when they have a position on it, of it, that's like an insurance policy that they can have to play the market. It also brings more stability to the market. And so that's why I think Bitcoin is finding its real level. It had over a 26% correction one day. And I don't think it's going away. Cryptocurrencies are not going away. I think they're going to become more regulated within our country. But they're not going away. But just be careful once again when you want to play this thing for investment reasons.
Well, in my little bit of research I've done, young people are very much into it. They kind of they don't understand the precious metals or the stocks, and they're using this, or they perceive to be using this, as a way to conduct business online. There are a lot of young companies that take Bitcoin for, you know, web building and electronic devices and stuff like that. Very, very confusing to me. And I'm not a stupid man, but I can't get my hands around nothing being able to buy something. You know what I'm saying? It's just quite amazing to me.
It's probably working for them, but wait till they get burnt once and they buy Bitcoin for a certain price and it's 25-30% lower and they're using it as money. Then they'll think twice about using it as a level of exchange medium.
Yeah, it is interesting. All right, so let's get back to, we're coming up on the year end, and it's the first I've heard, or maybe I've come out of my coma and paying attention now, but precious metals are discounted at the end of the year. I don't get it. I don't know what it means. Enlighten me.
Well, this is generated from a wholesaler who has to pay an inventory tax. And so instead of a wholesaler is a person just like you or I, just put more numbers, zeros behind the tax liability, they hate paying taxes too. So instead of paying that huge tax burden, they dump a huge portion, if not the majority of their inventory at discount prices. We pass the savings off. It lowers the market. This has happened 22 out of 25 years. I've been in the industry, seen it happen. The discounting starts as early as first week in December and ends as late as the last week in January. That's the biggest timeline. Usually it doesn't last. The shortest timeline is between Christmas and New Year's. This year it started about the second week in December. It's still going on, and I have confirmation it will go on till at least the first week in January and possibly the second week. The discounting is anywhere from 3 to 30%, and it's somewhere around 10-12%. Most products, there's some products that are lower than that and some products that are higher than that. So, and not all products are being discounted by wholesalers, and it changes day in, day out. So the best thing to learn about this is if you thought about investing in precious metals, this thing happens once a year. It's a great time to get involved in it. Call my company, learn about it. There's no obligation. There's no pressure. Just by calling and learning in the different aspects of the market and see what might be for you, then you get to make a decision once your eyes are open if this is something you want to take advantage of or not. We have had a lot of people adding to their portfolio this year at the year-end discount, Joe. It's been crazy at my company. This is for existing clients and also brand new people who want to step in the market. So call in and learn about it, and then we can help you go from there if you'd like.
Well, David, before we get into a couple of other things, the one thing I want you to explain, take a minute or two to explain, gold is not an investment you make to become rich overnight. Gold is a security investment, is it not?
Absolutely. You know, many of my competitors say likewise, and they talk about different things, like you mentioned, that person saying the sky is going to fall. That's not who we are. That I don't believe in that. Mm-mm. I believe we're going to have some problems, and gold is a way of hedging against that. But this is, you know, buy it, hold it for the long run. You got to think 2 to 5 years, closer to 5 than 2. I have many clients that are holding it for much longer than 5 years. If a person said, I want to do this for 6 months or a year, I just tell them up front, it's really not for them. This is not that type of market. That's what the stock market is for. This is an insurance policy that can cover your investments in those types of areas.
Yeah, it's getting people to understand at the basic level what this is about. You know, they've been, you know, the hype that you see on TV and other places. And one of the things, and I'm not just saying this because we've built up a relationship, but emails that I get from people, phone calls I have with listeners that tell me that they really have appreciated, though they're, some of them weren't ready yet, they appreciated the fact that it wasn't a hard sale. Nobody was pushing them when they called your company. And people just need to reach out and ask the right questions. You know, I don't know of anybody, unless they've got money that's actually burning a hole in their pocket, that makes a major, you know, sale or what have you, or a purchase the first time they make a phone call. But you need to get to know David and his people. Give them a call, 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311, or head over to landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com. You've also got a white paper coming out, or, you know, a regular newsletter type of thing. Tell people about it.
I got two things. The new newsletter, which is coming out tomorrow, hot off the press.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, exactly. Called Security, Peace of Mind During Uncertain Times. I'd say we live in uncertain times a little bit right now, Joe. And this will give them some peace of mind and how to get some more security in this uncertain time we're in. I also got a brand new white paper coming out in January next year that is going to go over several topics. It's going to talk about the debt ceiling, the multiple stopgap spending bills, and why that is historic, what the future holds for the debt ceiling. We're also going to talk about the Treasury, and will we exhaust certain things in the Treasury. We're talking about market stability and the Fed and unraveling the balance sheet. A lot of things I've been talking about, I'm going to put it in a white paper so that people can have it. I'm going to mention some of the 30 billionaires that have said this year that we're going to have a market correction. Get ready for it. So it's all going to be put together for people to get educated.
Yeah, again, people, you need to be educated about your money. You don't know everything. This is not your dad's market. It's not your grandfather's market. You need to diversify and know what's going on, David. I loved one day on the show. I actually play on your words a little bit, where I tell people, look, when you you come on, you talk about finances. It's not okay. You need to have 80% in precious metals and 20% in stock. You actually say you need to break it up with, you know, stocks, precious metals, real estate, and burying money in the back. Well, I say burying money in the backyard. You say keeping some cash around the house. So you just never know what's going to happen. You never know, you know, what could be down for a few days, if you would, right?
It's very important. We've learned from history. History will repeat itself, and it's very important to have different funds and these different asset classifications.
Yep, I agree with you. Hey, tell people again, quickly, we only got a few seconds, how they can get a hold of you.
They can either call us by 844-715-7311, or they can go to our website at landmarkgold.com.
Great. David, God bless. Have a great, the next time you're going to be on, it's going to be 2018. I could be like the old guy and say, see you next year. We're not going to. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, don't do that, Joe. Don't let them know that.
All right. You have a safe new year. Can't wait to have you back next week and see what's going on in the market. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far. Seriously.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?